This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg, and joining me now is Sue Balcom. Root Cellar Sue joins us once a week from, well, a location that might be changing every week, given the circumstances. Sue, thank you.
Hey, thank you. It's always a pleasure. I feel like I'm hunkered down in a bunker here on the other side of the state talking to you clandestinely.
I know. We're used to not doing these conversations face to face, but every week the recording situation seems to be a little different. This week I find myself under a tent because soft fabric absorbs room noise, and I'm just trying to cut a bunch of stuff out. But before we started recording, my cat came up and tried to sharpen her claws on my tent and knocked my microphone over. So,
So the foils of social distancing.
Of working from home.
It will all be over soon, and we will have acquired some really new skills here, won't we?
I think so. You know, a lot of people have reached out. There was always this kind of bubbling of resurgence of wanting to be in charge of our own food again and know where it comes from and do more ourselves. But now it is really, really starting to come into the mainstream conversation. And today for Main Street Eats, Sue, you want to talk about oatmeal because, you know, this isn't your childhood, like, mom makes you eat oatmeal anymore. There's a lot of stuff that you can do with this.
Oatmeal is one of my favorite foods, although my husband was served a lot of mushy oatmeal in the service, and therefore he's not very fond of oatmeal as breakfast food. But if you have oatmeal in your house, you have like a treasure trove of dishes you can make with oatmeal. And of course, like we talked about last week or some other time in April, oatmeal is a staple product. So I buy 50 pounds of oatmeal at a time, and I put it in buckets carefully sealed up in my root cellar so that nobody can get at it until I want to. Uh-huh. And one of everybody's favorite things, of course, with oatmeal has got to be apple crunch, right? We'll start off on the sweet foot here.
I was going to start with just making oatmeal plain but not mushy, but no, we can go for desserts.
Well, the trick to oatmeal that is not mushy is how you purchase your oatmeal. It is a whole grain, and it is it has a bran, a germ, and an endosperm that you get all of those when you buy oatmeal. Nothing is added and nothing is taken away. But they come in two different ways of processing at your grocery store. Actually, three if you count Irish oats. You can get rolled oats, which means that the whole grain has been taken to a processing plant and just flattened, basically. And then you can, to make them quit, they cut them up a little bit more, which means that they lose crunch, but they cook faster. I never buy quick oats. I don't like mushy oatmeal. I really love Irish oatmeal.
Oh, my husband does too. Irish oatmeal?
Though? Irish oatmeal has not been rolled. It has been steel cut. So if you go to the grocery store or your local food co-op and you find steel cut oats, that means that they've just been sliced up a little bit with great big steel blades. And that way they have, they hurt more when they're not cooked because they actually have points on them. But yeah, they are so good. And the Irish really know how to make a bowl of oatmeal with nuts and fruit and cinnamon and butter. Oatmeal is really a good partner with fresh butter, let me tell ya.
Yeah. Boy, I didn't realize Irish and steel cut were the same thing.
Yes, because that's what they use to make Irish oats. So another great thing about oatmeal for breakfast food is, like, you can cook it the old-fashioned way where you put the pot of water on the stove and a little salt and you simmer them and let them set till they've absorbed all the water. Then you put the butter and the cinnamon, the butter and the honey, the ice cream, whatever you want to, like, moisten them up a little bit and eat them. You can do that in the microwave, but I find that those suckers boil over every single time. Mm-hmm. I am just not a fan of the microwave. My favorite way to do this, especially since I'm still working and going into town to work, is to take your oatmeal and make mueslik out of it, which is Swiss oatmeal. And you take your oats and you put them with your milk and or water and or fruit juice in the refrigerator, probably 50-50, overnight in a jar. And then in the morning, stack some nuts and some dried cranberries and your brown sugar on the top. You can eat it cold like that. It's fabulous. But you can also warm that up when you're at your office and eat it that way too. It makes it easy and it's so stinking good for you.
What is it that is so good in oatmeal? What's good for us there?
Well, for one thing, people have been tested for vitamin deficiencies like D and B, and B vitamins are really good for stress levels. Whole grain oats contain 7 B vitamins and vitamin E. So they're things that you're not normally getting in your other grains, but they have 9 minerals in them also. Iron, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, copper, manganese, and zinc. And they suck up the cholesterol in your bloodstream and pull it out of your bloodstream. So there's been a lot of research done about oatmeal and cholesterol lowering properties.
And of course, you mentioned a number of great topping ideas for oatmeal as well. But then beyond the breakfast, what does Sue Balcom like to do with oats?
Well, you know, it's really strange because back in the day, can I go back a little bit further on this topic? My mother had a set of dishes in her cupboard that came out of oatmeal boxes.
What?
It's so fabulous because depression glass came in oatmeal. It originated in the 1920s.
Like instead of packing peanuts?
No.
Or like the Cracker Jack prize.
Yes, as a premium in your oatmeal box. Yes. You guys, this is something that I had totally forgot about. But, you know, depression glass is beautiful, green and rose-colored and crystal clear. And people have been collecting it for years and years and years. So what happened was during the Depression, oatmeal was kind of an inexpensive meal to serve your family, of course. So you would buy this and or detergent, or when you filled your car with gas, you would get a saucer or a bowl or a cup or a drinking glass as kind of like a bonus prize. What happened was people needed some joy in their life. And so I'm thinking about how things are panning out here with this pandemic, and I'm thinking we could all use a little prize in our box of oatmeal right now, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Let's not call it pandemic glass though.
No, let's not.
Depression glass doesn't have a very good ring to it, but
it brings you out of a depression.
Not a good idea.
What made this economical was the company Anchor Hawking. And I'm sure you're familiar with Anchor Hawking glassware today. But it used to be that glassware was hand cut from crystal. But Anchor Hawking Company kind of created a process where glassware wasn't handmade anymore. It didn't have to be handmade anymore. It was the first glassware in American history that was produced completely automated. So that meant that they could create a complete, get a load of this, 20-piece dinner set for as little as $1.99. Can you imagine?
No. Well, $1.99 in those days.
So it kind of was a way of lifting people's spirits during a time in American history where people had to be more self-sufficient. But as you know, we're not buying oatmeal with dishes in it anymore.
We are trying to get more self-sufficient again.
We are. And so back kind of when I was first married, probably the early 80s, a lot of companies want you to use their products, so they supply recipes for you. As I had spoken about earlier, you know, if you want to learn how to cook, look at the back of a can. There's always easy, simple recipes for products out there on the shelf. But you also, when you buy products, save the box tops or the UPC code or the sales receipt, and you could send in, you know, 5 or 6 of them, and you would get this really super handy cookbook from a company. Actually, I've gotten cookie jars and all kinds of really cool things from sending stuff into companies. But oatmeal one was great. I use it to this day, that oatmeal recipe book, because oatmeal, in addition to being a breakfast food and something that makes your apple crisp really good, you can make flour from oatmeal in your blender, and it makes chocolate chip cookies divine and crunchy. It's really, really good. Just substitute out, you know, a cup of regular flour for a cup of oat flour in your favorite cookie recipe.
Nice.
And that oat flour can also be used as a thickener in soups and or gravies and or puddings and or stews. I have a sister-in-law who is allergic to corn, so we can't use cornstarch in our gravy when we make gravy during the holidays and she comes over to visit us. And so we can use oatmeal flour instead because it's heartier than regular flour and it really is a good crunchy. I love oatmeal.
Nice. And then you can kind of toast them, it sounds like.
Yes. You've all had granola. Oatmeal is the basis of most granola recipes. So when you throw a cup of oatmeal on a cookie sheet and put it in your oven at about 200, 250 degrees, you can toast them and use that instead of breadcrumbs in salads. You can put it on top of casseroles with cheese, you know, to make that nice crunchy topping on your hot dishes. And yes, they're gluten-free. You can buy gluten-free oatmeal. And you have to look for it, the label to say gluten-free, because I'm not always certain that it is, but I do know that they have gluten-free oatmeal.
What's golden oats?
Oh, yay. This is my favorite thing ever. In addition to eating rice underneath everything, you can use oatmeal and you can make it savory and or sweet, and you can use it kind of as a rice replacement. So it can be cooked like a wheat berry or frika or something like that, and you can use it instead of rice or pasta or maybe potatoes if you're kind of like trying to improve the amount of fiber and lower your cholesterol. You simply take a cup or a half a cup of oatmeal and toss it with an egg, you know, like so that the egg will make a coating around all of your oats. Then you throw that in a pan with butter and cook it till that egg kind of like solidifies a little bit. And then add a little broth and simmer them. And then you can flavor them with whatever your favorite herbs are or your kale that's been in your refrigerator for a week now and you're trying to figure out how to use it.
Like a savory oat pancake almost.
Oh my gosh, oatmeal pancakes with walnuts and banana. Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things.
Oh,
well, and one thing
yes.
that's really handy too, so we do have to wrap this up here, but I have made oat milk on occasion. It's really nice when the weather is not so good or like during a pandemic when you're not supposed to be going out so often and you're just out of milk. You can take, it's a ratio of 4 to 1. So it's 1 cup of oats to 4 cups of water. Or whatever 4 to 1 is for you. And then I put those in a blender with just a pinch of salt, a little bit of vanilla, and then optional, you could add a little bit of maple syrup or some kind of sweetener if you want to, because they can be a little bit, enhanced with sugar, I guess is the right way to say it. And then I just blend that up and then strain it through a cheesecloth. And then I've got a nice fresh glass of milk. It's especially good if you're making a homemade latte because it just froths up really nicely.
Yay. So let's get some oats and eat together sometime, huh?
All right. Sounds good. Plus, it's just nice comfort food.
Absolutely.
During a pandemic. And it's so cheap. Well, Sue Balcom for the win. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Ashley.
Sue Balcom joins us once a week for Main Street Eats. You can follow her blog at therootsellers.com.